Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, before we have fun, I've got two people on hold. I want to get to these calls very quickly. So from Chalmette, Ashley, welcome to our show. I got time for a quick comment from you.
Sure. I don't like the insistence that because Democrats are critical of the country, that means that we hate the country. I have five sons, and I am extremely critical of them, but it's only because I see the potential for what they can be, and I want them to get to that better place in their lives. And, you know, I really take issue with the fact that they insist that we hate the country. We just want it to be...
That's a really great point, Ashley. I also think it's interesting that you're admitting you're a Democrat and you live in Chalmette, which proves a point that I bring up all the time. I get calls from Democrats and from people who are liberal from the West Bank, from St. Tammany Parish, from Chalmette, from down on the bayou, all over. This area, you know, some areas are dominated by conservatives, but there are people everywhere around who don't want a total right-wing conservative show that just sucks up to the right. There are people who enjoy the fact that I'm an independent and, hey, I go both ways, depending on the topic.
Yep. Nope, I'm good.
All right.
I just needed to get that out.
Ashley, I appreciate the call. A Democrat living in Chalmette. You see? I mean, look, there are so many places to go if you just want nothing but conservative talk. And so you can just sit there and kick back and, yeah, I agree with that. Or you can listen to our show, which is a little more confrontational. From New Orleans, Dorothy, you're on WWL. Hello, Dorothy. What happened to Dorothy? It says here that she wants to say that she loves Trump and she thinks he's right when he says Democrats hate America. Well, where are you? I mean, look, something may have happened. I mean, she may have had to go do something. So it might not have been that she was afraid to talk. So I don't want to comment on that. Here's a text that says, you go both ways, I knew it. Yeah. All right. So do you think New Orleans is an expensive place to live? I have a list out of the most expensive cities, the 75 most expensive cities to live in. And I don't like the order because they start with the least expensive. This is based on average monthly cost of living. The least expensive place to live is El Paso, Texas, with an average monthly cost of living of $1,182. God, don't you wish you could get by with $1,182? That would be nice. That's the least expensive city in which to live based on average monthly cost of living. I'm not surprised. The most expensive city in which to live in America based on average monthly cost of living is San Francisco. You need $4,210. That's your average month cost of living, average, in San Francisco. And really, you know, I thought it might even be higher than that. New York is second highest. San Jose, California, not far from San Francisco, third highest. Then Oakland, California. Then Boston. Jersey City, New Jersey. Los Angeles. I would think that Los Angeles would have been right up there, maybe at number three. To live in Los Angeles, you need an average monthly income of $2,899. That's a lot. To live in Hawaii, you need an average of $2,668 to live. So where does New Orleans rank? New Orleans is number 45. With 75 being the most expensive. New Orleans is 45 on the list. You need an income, an average income monthly, the average monthly expenses are $2,037.96. Okay, so, you know, let's have a little fun with this and talk about stuff that we spend money on. Every month, it's a waste of money. And sometimes you look back at it and you go, oh, man, why do I keep doing that? Why do I do that? So when we talk about average cost of living in a city, I mean, New Orleans is up there. New Orleans is I would say, relative to the size of New Orleans, it's expensive. For example, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, St. Paul, Minnesota, Houston, Detroit, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, these are all cities. Cleveland, these are all cities much bigger than New Orleans, and it costs less to live in those cities. Las Vegas. Well, I guess it would depend on whether you're a gambler, but if you're not a big gambler, you can get by with like $1,600 a month with your average expenses. Is there something that you spend money on every month that you wish you would just stop? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, I don't even make $4,200 a month, LOL. Well, you don't have to have that here. So that's good. But the average cost in San Francisco, most expensive city in America, is $4,210. The least expensive place to live is El Paso, with an average monthly cost of $1,182. What is it that you could cut out spending? And, you know, maybe this is a way for us to just think about ways that that we could maybe spend a little less. Because, you know, if you spend less, it's kind of like giving yourself a raise. Here's a text that says, my water bill is $2,000 a month? Whoa. I mean, is that a mistake? I mean, because I know that many of the water bills have been a mistake. They've been problems. Either that, or what do you own, a water park? Can you imagine the water bill at a water park? Here's a text that says, Scoot, so much for the big easy. Yeah, well, sometimes it's not that easy. Look, rent is expensive. I'm trying to think of the things that I waste money on. I mean, I guess I could argue that, I mean, I go out to dinner once in a while, but I don't go out to dinner that often. So I'm not wasting money going out to dinner. I know a lot of people go out to dinner, and maybe they think they shouldn't go out to dinner quite as often. Is there something that you spend money on every month that you think you could maybe cut back on? Would there be something or is there something that you spend money on that you know it's a waste of money, but you're going to do it anyway? You see, there are times that I'll go out, and I don't really drink a lot. You know, I'll have a glass of wine or two. So I don't really drink a lot, but there are times that I go out and I'll go, you know, I could have stayed home and not spent that money, but, you know, I want to go out. I want to do things. I want to be part of life. All right. If you have a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text is 870-870. Also, something happened walking to the station. I saw this big screw in the road, in the crosswalk, On Poydras, coming across Poydras. And I didn't even hesitate. I immediately picked up the screw and threw it in the bushes. Because I believe in karma. Do you believe in karma? Is there something like that that you do on a regular basis? Now look, if somebody got a flat tire, you know what? Wouldn't affect me. But I thought, this is going to lead to a flat tire. This screw is going to end up in somebody's tire, and they're going to end up with a flat tire, so I'm going to pick it up. So anytime I see a nail or a screw or anything like that in the street or near the street, I take it somewhere and I throw it away to avoid somebody from getting a flat tire. Because I believe in karma. Do you believe in karma? And what is it that you do on a regular basis to maybe bring on some good karma? Irma Thomas will be part of the 25th anniversary Gretna Fest lineup. This is one of my favorite Irma Thomas songs. Our number is 260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On a list of the 75 most expensive cities to live in, with 75 being the most expensive city, which is San Francisco, New Orleans ranks 45th with an average cost of living of $2,037.96. So what is it that you spend money on every month that's really a waste? And maybe you're even proud of it. Because it's just like, it's something you're proud of, and you're going to, you know, it's not a necessity, but you just spend money on it. Also, we're talking about whether or not you believe in karma. And I was thinking about this because I was walking across the crosswalk on Poydras coming to the station, and I saw this big screw in the road, and I picked up the screw and put it in the bushes because I thought this is going to lead to a... I mean, I don't know who the person I'm going to help out. I don't need to know who they are, but I'm going to help somebody out because I basically believe in karma. Do you? And is there something that you do on a regular basis, like pick up a nail or a screw in the street so somebody doesn't get a flat tire, even if you don't know who you're helping? Is there something good that you do because you believe in karma? If you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text. I spend $500 a month on cigars. It's my last vice, and I'm not quitting. From Baton Rouge, Wayne, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
You did screw up today. I just want to let you know that. No, just teasing. I do that all the time. If I see something,
I did. I guess that would be a case of you screwing up.
Yes, exactly. I'll tell you this. I dated Carmen in high school, and, you know, I believe in her. I can tell you that.
Wait, you dated Carmen?
Yeah.
And so you believe it?
Yeah, you believe in Carmen? I believe in, man, she was a really pretty girl. But that's another story for another day. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm a Republican from Baton Rouge, so does that make me a racist?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I have lots of Democratic friends that don't hate this country, and I have 10 times more Republican friends that are not racist. So, you know, that's an absurd statement to say that, you know. Yeah. I will tell you this, though, to that previous caller from Chalmette, lots of good people in Chalmette, by the way.
And they're also good Republicans in Chalmette. I just like to point out. I love to break stereotypes. And when somebody calls from Chalmette, when I'm talking, asking Democrats to call and Republicans, but a Democrat calls from Chalmette or say, you know, someplace on the West Bank or down on the bayou, I like to point that out because there are people who think that everybody who lives around them is just like them. And that's not always true.
You know, I can remember asking one of my Democratic friends about Watergate, and he said they didn't get that straight. South Louisiana was going to continue to flood. And, you know, and I agreed with it, you know. Just teasing. I'll say this. The only thing I have, and it's not against Democrats, it's against Democrats who propose ideas that want to send our country towards a more socialist path. I disagree with that, and I don't think Betsy Ross was a racist.
Well, I would agree with that, too. We talked about that Betsy Ross flag, and that American flag did not stand for slavery. It standed for America, and America was racist at the time, but there were a lot of other things that were part of America back then. I mean, what about apple pie? Did we stop eating apple pie because it was part of America?
Exactly.
It became part of Americana when America was racist? No, of course not.
Exactly.
All right, Wayne, I appreciate the comment. All right, thanks for listening. Here's a text that says, St. Bernard Parish registered voters are majority Democratic Party. Well, I didn't know that. And look, there are people who are registered in Louisiana. They're registered as Democrats, but that doesn't mean they vote for Democrats all the time. So is there something that you spend money on every month that you really don't have to, but you do it anyway? Here's a text that says, the little blue pill. Not necessary. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Well, I guess sometimes it gets to the point where maybe it is a little necessary, but that's okay. From Gonzalez, T-Roy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir.
Man, wonderful. Listen, I just caught your show coming out of a nursing home. I was thinking that this afternoon and by karma. And my sons came in from South Carolina. We spent the weekend in New Orleans. I got a great hotel room there, a historic Car Inn. And Saturday morning, I got up to get my coffee, and I sat on a little bench outside on St. Charles Street. And I looked down, and there was trash here, trash there, cigarette butts here, cigarette butts there. And I just stood up. I picked one up, and I picked the other one up. And Scoot, I spent the next 20 minutes, I cleaned all the way down from one store. They did all the way down St. Charles Street in front of the historic Car Inn, and just smiled, and everybody walking by saying hello. And but what a great time we had in New Orleans. The World War II Museum was awesome.
Good.
We tore Pat O'Brien's up. We had a great time there. But my son, Aaron and Jesse, had just had a water brother, 24 and 22, But I cleaned up that St. Charles Street, not for anyone to say anything, but just to do it. And I've always picked up nails like you do. I've always done that for years, Scoot.
Well, that's good. You know, I didn't think I was the only one. And you know, even though I don't know who I'm helping, I know I'm helping somebody, because if there's a big nail or screw, you know, in the road, it's going to go in somebody's tire at some point. And I guess, you know, who knows? It might end up in my tire. And I'm hoping that maybe a nail or a screw destined for my tire one day is picked up by somebody who does the same thing, even though they know they're not helping me.
Scoot, it's the same thing. If you're at a cash register and somebody in front of you needs a few dollars, and you know they do, you help. It comes back, Scoot. Always comes back to you.
Now, okay, if you get too much change back, if somebody makes a mistake giving you change, do you correct it?
Of course I do. Yeah. Of course I do. Now, if I find money on the ground, if I see it fall, I give it. But if I find money on the ground, it's mine.
That's right. If you exactly. Oh, that's it. And you know, you can't. If you find a 10 on the ground, you can't go. Did anybody lose
exactly.
a 10? Because everybody goes, yes, I did. I did.
No,
I did.
But
no.
If I see it. Oh, yes, I get it.
Oh, yeah. If I see it, I'm with you. If I see it on the ground, it's mine. But if it fell out of somebody's pocket, I would tell
you. The Marine Corps taught me good. All right.
All right, T-Roy, I'm glad you called the show. Here's a text. I buy beer. I like beer. I had no idea that Brett Kavanaugh was listening to our show. Here is a text that says, you should have kept the screw and asked someone if they wanted. I don't think that would have been appropriate. And if I would have brought that into the station and asked somebody, people would be going right to HR. Here is a text that says, I buy coffee from a coffee shop around the corner from my house because I love going there. Even though they also sell the grounds, and I spend close to... Oh, I'm sorry. I got news coming up. I'll continue that when we come back. Happy birthday today to guitarist Spencer Davis. The Spencer Davis Group was named after him. Spencer Davis is 80 years old today. This band was formed in Britain, and a lot of people thought this was a black band. It wasn't. In fact, do you know who the lead singer of the Spencer Davis Group was? Let's see if you recognize the voice. The lead singer, Spencer Davis, who do you think this is? That is Steve Winwood. From the lakefront, Matt, you're on WWL. I got to go back and finish that text, don't I? I don't even remember where it was. Anyway, Matt, welcome to the show. Hello, Matt. All right, good. Matt wanted to talk about Trump, and so I'm okay with it. What text was I reading? Do you remember, Ian? What text? I don't even remember. Anyway, we're talking about karma. Do you believe in karma? We're also talking about New Orleans on a list of 75 cities, with 75 being the most expensive city, which is San Francisco, New York City, number two. New Orleans ranks 45th as the most expensive city to live in based on average cost, average expenses per month. Now, is there something that you spend money on every month? And you know you don't have to. And maybe you say you waste it, or you think you waste it, or you don't really have to, but you do it anyway. What is it? Here's a text that says, I spend hundreds of dollars a month on fishing. I'm sure it would be better to go to Rouse's. Here's another text that says, if I find a 20, I'm going to ask anybody if they lost a 10. When they say, yeah, I'll say, great, because I found a 20. Well, that's kind of smart. Here's a text that says, my daughter found $500 in a grocery, turned it in, and was called after 10 days to claim it. So I guess nobody claimed the money. She used it for her angel tree at church. Wow. That is a good person. From Metairie, Marty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, I love talking to you. And let me just tell you this now. I'm not going to get into a Trump thing, so don't worry about it. But
okay.
I do want to make one mention.
Yeah.
I did not even know who Kamala Harris was until that debate. Basically, and I'm not a Kamala Harris fan necessarily, but what I want to say is she did say something that I wish we could hear more of, and tell me if I'm right or wrong about this. In other words, when she had her tryst with Joe Biden, mm-hmm. one thing she said when she was going to back her, when she was going to talk about what bothered her, was she said, "I know you're not, I don't think you're a racist, but," and she went on to explain what happened to her, whether you agree or disagree with that. The point is, I thought it was kind of outstanding that she clarified that before she went on.
Yeah.
And I don't hear people doing that. I just was wondering, do you agree? I mean,
yeah,
I thought that meant something. Even though it's all political stuff.
No, it's nice to hear that. You know, when I first noticed Kamala Harris was when she was the district attorney of attorney general. I guess it would be attorney general of California. She's the one that President Obama said, "Hey, that's a fine looking woman," or "That's a fine looking lawyer," or something like that. And he kind of got some backlash for commenting. I think that was Kamala Harris.
Actually, Scoot, it was, and I heard about that too. But understand, I'm not promoting Kamala Harris.
I know. I get what you're saying. But Barney, we should be able to say, whether we agree with somebody or not, if they say something we agree with, we should be able to say it and not be so territorial with our political tribalism.
That's what I meant. You said that. That's exactly what I meant. It has nothing to do with promoting her, but I love what she said. Even Biden didn't say anything right back to her for a minute. I think it stunned him. I do not think you're a racist. She said that in front of the world, however, and she went on with her problem.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty mature.
Marty, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, "I just saw Rick Springfield in Biloxi, and now I can't wait to see him at Gretna Heritage Fest. He puts on an awesome show." Yeah, I was there in Biloxi, too. And, and Rick Springfield, next month, turns 70. And, I mean, the guy does not look 70. He's in great shape. He sounds great, looks great, and he's kicking butt on stage. 5 years younger than Mick Jagger. But I mean, look, this is what I love about the baby boomer generation. I mean, we are still kicking butt when it comes to rocking. From Gentilly, Deborah, welcome to our show.
Hello. Hi,
Deborah.
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just wanted to hit some quick elements that I just love your show, first of all.
Thank you.
It is a little pricey living in New Orleans, and the cost of living, they don't give us any cost of living raises. So I can't believe that we have made that top, percentage of, highest places to live. Mm-hmm. When you have a light bill and a water bill that's almost the same, something's wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rent, it's just out of control. So, that's just another thing about living in New Orleans, especially in Orleans Parish. It's just difficult. I find it very difficult to live in Orleans Parish. Secondly,
there are some expenses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's very expensive to live here, but I love it. I think I'm just going to, put up with it because I'm born here, raised here, and I think I'm positive I'm going to die here because there's nothing like New Orleans. I don't care what no one else says. There's nothing like us. So
all right.
I love it. So, and the second thing, I do believe in karma. I had a gentleman in Family Dollar. He was rushing to get to the hospital, and he had an envelope of money, and he was paying for some items. And he was right in front of us, me and my sister, and he dropped the envelope. And I looked down, and I ran out the store to try to catch him, but he was in such a rush trying to get to the hospital. And I went and told the manager, but I didn't trust to leave an envelope with the manager. So I gave him my cell phone number. I said, "When a gentleman call me, and I'm going to come right back to the store." And that gentleman could not believe that someone returned that envelope of money. And this is the other thing that happened to me also. At Walmart, I left my debit card, credit card, everything at home. And I was in a grocery line. And see how karma comes back. The young lady behind me paid for my groceries.
Wow.
I
love
hearing
the story.
Good and old.
I love hearing the story.
We have good things. And, I just love your show that sometimes we got to focus on the positive, even though we have a lot of negative.
Oh, yeah.
We have good people here. And also, let me tell you one more thing. This will be it for me. Just a week, I was parking my car and I seen a Heineken bottle in the street and I moved it. So, hey, did it hurt me? Did it kill me? No, but someone might have rolled over that bottle and had glass in their tires, got a flat. So what I did, I just moved the bottle.
That was really, that's nice, Deborah. And, you know, that's going to come back to help you. I think so. Appreciate the call. Here is a text that, okay, asking the question, what do you spend money on every month that you don't really need to, but you do it anyway? This text says, Asian massage parlors. You know, every once in a while, you run into somebody there who can actually give you a massage. Here is a text that says, I spend $100 a month on boudin. Wow. Seems like a lot. Oh, I got a text. I was talking about the woman who was buying coffee at the coffee shop, and she went to the coffee shop. Thank you for reminding me what I was talking about. You know, we are such an isolated society. And we've got our phones and we've got our computers and we really don't have to talk to anybody else to get all the information we need. So this is one of the reasons why coffee shops like Starbucks and Pacino's and PJ's, this is one of the reasons they're so popular is because people love to feel like they're a sense of community. This is why people enjoy going to concerts like Michael Bublé tonight, like the Rolling Stones. You know, you like to feel like you're part of community because so much of our community is broken down because we're so isolated. Yes, Rick Springfield, Gretna Fest, 25th anniversary. He'll be there. And yes, he does put on a great show. And this is one of the songs he will play. I'm Scoot. We are coming back on WWL. And my good friend Amanda Shaw will be part of the 25th anniversary of Gretna Fest. One of her relatively new songs from the Please Call Me Miss Shaw album. Soulful Dress. And yes, I will be borrowing another one of her red dresses for the red dress run again this year. I wonder if Amanda Shaw likes Michael Bublé. Hey, I'm getting some text here from people who want to know if there's an opening act. I talked to Don Fox in the Beaver office the other day, and he said, Don Fox and Barry Leff of Beaver, I mean, these are rocker guys, and they have so convinced me that I absolutely have to go to this show tonight. Said it's phenomenal. So I can't wait. And this is coming from like these rockers at Beaver Production. Don Fox told me that Michael Bublé comes on a few minutes after 8 o'clock. So no opening act and get in your seat on time. From the North Shore, George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. I want to commend that lady that called in your last caller. She sounded like a sweetheart.
Yeah, she did.
But anyway, I heard you say that people that call your show don't always believe in their beliefs. Did you not say that, or did I get that wrong?
Maybe you're talking about something that I've said occasionally, and that is that a lot of people who call this show don't necessarily represent all of the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. First of all, I am a diehard American. I stand for the national anthem.
God bless you.
Stands for God Bless America, and I stand for Dixie. And back when we were coming up, you had to register as a Democrat. However, 44 years ago, I changed my party affiliation, and I decided I'd go with what I felt suited me, which was the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And because I believe in my beliefs, I've called your show, and someone's pulled the plug, although you say you don't do that.
I don't pull the plug, but I mean, like right now, I'm running short here. I've got to get to a break. That's not pulling the plug.
Well,
I'm just
about finished. Yeah. But
okay.
I just want to say every morning I get up and I go to the bathroom and I take a Pelosi and a Schumer.
Yeah. Well, that's good because, you know, there are a lot of people who take a Trump dump.
That may be.
Yeah.
And when I get through, I'll make sure I wipe my scoop.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, George. You know, where are you here in Dixie? I mean, where are you hearing Dixie to where you stand for Dixie?
Where?
Yeah, where's it being played?
I've heard it played at parties.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, is there a sporting event? You made it sound like, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance.
No, I haven't heard it at a sporting event.
Well, here's something interesting, George. You obviously... You obviously disagree with me, but I, too... stand for the national anthem and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. So, in my opinion, you're no more of an American than I am. I'm Scoot, and another one of the bands performing at Gretna Fest 2019, Starship, with Mickey Thomas as lead singer. I know we're running late here. I can't play enough of the song, but we got to get to this this break here. But yeah, Mickey Thomas, he's the one who was lead singer during all these great years of Starship. We'll be right back. All right, we're running out of time here, but I wanted to get this in. Zebra is also performing at Greta Fest, so that is going to be a lot of fun. George, if you're still listening, I'm getting a lot of texts about people who are going to be thinking about you when they do certain things, and you really don't want to hear about it. Let's see. Don't have time for any more calls. We're really running out of time. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Tom Vanessa, our show producer, studio producer, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.